Excellent. Okay, if you were here last week, you'll know we spoke about prodigal. Who was here last week? All the men who was here last week. All the men say, hoo, hoo. Needs to be better than that. All the men say, ooh, ooh. Okay, we're all here last week. I would ask the women to do that. Yeah, let's do that. All the women say, ooh, ooh. Don't ask me how I can get that high. It's just possible. So last week we talked about prodigal, and we talked about the fact that I wanted to speak to the guys specifically. That for us lads, we're born male, but it's a choice to become a man. Still stands true. See, as lads, we're born male, but it's a choice. And it's the same for women. You are born female, but you choose to mature. You choose to be a woman. It's the same principle. This week, I want to move us on a little bit, and I want to talk about the image of God. I want to talk about what does God look like, and how do we look like what he looks like. Is that okay? Okay, cool. So we start off in Genesis 1:27 in the Bible. Genesis is the first book of the Bible. We're pretty sure Moses wrote it, but we're not quite sure, but we're pretty sure it's him. He said this: God created man in his own image, male and female, he created them. Now, I'm just going to pull this down because it's rubbing on my mic. The issue isn't God created us. The issue is who created us. Who is it that made us? Who is it that is God? And it's this thing of the image. The image. What is the image of God? When you look at study Bibles and do different types of research, further than Google and Wikipedia, when you dig a little bit deeper, you realize that this word image can mean so many things. So a lot of the philosophers and theologians, the people that wear glasses, believe that God's image reflected on us is creativity. It's a distinguishable feature from us, from other animals and the plants and the elements, that we are creative in all forms of art, that we have the capacity to allow love to govern our relationships. It's very difficult for animals to do that and plants to do that. Language, morality, all these things, we can reflect on God and think God has those characteristics, therefore we have those characteristics. But I want to share with you a thought that someone brought to me last week. One of the grandfathers of the faith here, Stay Roddick, big shout out. He said, after we had this kind of prayer time down at the front where a lot of the lads just did some business with God, I don't know if you were here or if you felt it in the room, but there was something going on that was breakthrough for some of the lads in the room last week. He said this: the word image, which you can put it on now, Tom, this word image, it means to shade, and the word, which is a Greek word, is blokeka. Say it. Everyone say blokeka. Okay, now you can speak Greek, well done. So that is the word, because the Bible's not written in English. It's written in about three different languages over the span of just under 2,000 years from Genesis right until Paul's epistles. So it's not in English. So we take these words and make it our own. Actually, it means to shade. So it means that we are made in God's shade. We are made in God's shade. God shades us and covers us. It rains a lot in Wigan. I don't know what it's like where you live, but where I live, it seems to rain a lot. Now, what do you do when you're outside and it rains? Yeah, you get an umbrella, like I've got one here. And by the power of Grayskull, and then you open it. For you who were born in the 80s, you'll get that one. You get an umbrella, or you stand under a tree, or you do something that, if it's lightning, where do you go? If it's lightning, stop, drop, and roll. I don't know, do something. Hold someone above your head to take the impact. I don't know. And do something. You get under shelter because under shelter, what does shade, what does shelter do? It provides and it protects. It provides and it protects. That's the image of God right there. See, shade provides, if it's raining, shade provides a dry space, a space where the elements can't get to you. It gives you protection from the wind and from the rain. It provides and it protects. And we do the same thing inherently as human beings. We instinctively provide and protect. That's what we do. And, you know, we are so inherently made by God that that means that we are so intrinsically made with his DNA, with his spiritual DNA, that we do things that he does, but in a bad way that we don't even know sometimes. So when something's going wrong at work, what do? We protect ourselves. We provide excuses. You know, we do things that when we are unintentionally walking through life, that protects and provides the things that we either shouldn't do or the things that save us. See, we all provide and protect. Therefore, we have got to make a choice who it is that we're going to look like. Because you right now, you are looking at someone who you want to be like. Whether that's Jesus, whether that's Kim Kardashian, whether it's, no, thank you, thanks Mike. Whether it's a politician or just a figure in your life, you have an image of the person you want to be and you are following that individual. We must decide who we are becoming. God's shade is your shape. God's shade is your shape. Isn't it weird that someone can come to faith and still be a Christian 50 years later? It's weird to think that you can have an experience and you can meet a heavenly Father, you can meet the true shade. When you meet him, somehow he fulfills every need in your life, every area of your life. He fills and fulfills it, which means it's not just filled, it's full. He fulfills everything in your life, so much so that 50 years later, you are still feeling the effects of that shade. You know what's the amazing thing is that God isn't just my shape, he's yours. You see, you have so many issues. Yeah, you're a mess, seriously. But I don't. I have no issues at all. I'm totally fine. My issues are different than yours, yet in some way, God fulfills your need as well as mine. How does that work? That's because his shade is your shape. But not that he is defined by us, but rather that our shape is his shade. The two work together. Sort of like an umbrella. I know you mentioned it before, so I might as well use it. Sort of like an umbrella. If there's any superstitious people out there, it's about to be a bad day for you. So this is an umbrella. This is like God's shade. Every part of me is covered. You see, when I grasp hold of God, okay, when I know who he is and when I have intentionally said, I believe in you and I will hold on to you, he goes with you. So wherever you go, the shade follows your shape. So wherever you go, he is with you. And you have this covering in your life because you are made in his image. His image works in you and through you, and he covers over you. There's a psalm, Psalm 127, that I want to read to you, that a guy called David got hold of this. So if you can put it on, Tom, and I'll read from this. This is Psalm 121. It says this. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip, and who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over. You know, I have a real sense today that you feel that God has taken his eyes off you. That you aren't either performing or you have either become mundane or that something has happened where God has been distracted and is somehow focused on someone else now. But that's not the case. If you walked in today thinking that, I wanted to say this, that God watches over you. He watches over you. You know, sometimes we don't realize how good we've got it until the umbrella breaks. We forget just how good that shade is, just how good that protection is, just how good what he provides until it's taken away and we realize, oh gosh, I'm telling you this, God is watching over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over you, your coming and going, both now and forevermore. The Lord will watch over you. He is over you. He is my shade. He covers me. Not just today, not just tomorrow, but for every single day that I live on this earth, he has got his eyes fixed on me. He's got his eyes fixed on my situation. He's got his eyes fixed on me. Do you know what? You know when Dave was saying before about the state of the nation? God's got his eyes on this nation. And it's about us people standing up, showing exactly who God is. Showing a counter narrative, a counter story. He's watching us and he's watching over us. We are made in his image, so we should move in his image. Paul, Apostle Paul, not the guy you know at work, the Apostle Paul, he talks a lot about Jesus and about God. And something he says is that stay in step with the Spirit, okay? The Spirit of God, not Bacardi. Stay in step with the Spirit. And what he means by that, he means that when you've got God, you feel him move and you step with him. See it? Feel God say, okay, this way. You feel this way? Okay, I'm going to step this way. You stay in step. You see, we are made in the image, so we have to move with his image. We are made under his shade, so we have to move in his shade. People have such an issue with the will of God. Okay, so we always talk about the will of God. I just need to eat this chocolate chip cookie, sweetheart, because I just feel it's just the will of God. We talk about the will of God all the time. Talk about free will all the time, our own will and his will. Now the issue comes is when our will doesn't necessarily match up with his will. Know what I'm saying? That we want to do something that he doesn't think is wise or helpful or would benefit anyone else, or that isn't just right to do. Sometimes God asks you to do things that don't benefit you, but it's just right to do. You might not understand why, but it's just a case of life. Like my children don't understand some stuff sometimes, but I tell them you can't eat that. It's not edible, it's a candle. She doesn't understand why, but she wants to eat it. That's my will, Father. Well, this is my will. And it's lit. So we do things that take us away from God. So we may make a decision. In fact, I need a, Matt, can you come on stage, my friend? Yeah, you've got a cry on your... I think it's cry on your hat. Is it cry? Yeah, okay. Come on, mate. Can you be my umbrella holder? Thank you. Thanks, mate. Right, you're God. Who'd have known God would dress like that, eh? Tell God, pull his pants up. Sorry, Matthew. So Matthew is gone. You can just stay there, mate. So God is here and we decide that we're going to stand under his shade. But then we do things and we go over here and we say, well, I'm going to do this now. This is great. Then suddenly it's like rain, 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 rain. What's going on? And God stood over there thinking, where have you gone? Because I'm here. And we complain, oh, you know, it's God can't be real. And God is just literally stood under this shade going, I ain't going anywhere. We have to consistently because we are made in his image, we must move in his image because we will only ever find fulfillment under his shade. Would you be able to stay there, Matthew?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. So we have God here in a snapback, and he holds the cover. How do you move in his image? We would say you move in his image very quickly like this. How do you move with God? You love, you grow, and you serve. Three things. You love, you grow, and you serve. How do I move with God? Let's walk this way, mate. How do we move with God? Well, he's loving, he grows, and he serves. We love him, we grow in him, and we serve him. He becomes this thing that is upwards towards heaven. This thing becomes our focus, so that wherever we go, because we are loving, growing, and serving him, suddenly it's like, hey, the desires of your heart, it's time to go this way. I'm going to come with you. But you see the shade, we're always under the shade because we're moving with God. Love, grow, and serve. Right, I need some more volunteers. And I've got four more umbrellas, and I need a good spread, okay? So, Billy, because I know you won't say no, will you hold that? You can stay there in your thing. If you could open it, that would be great. I need someone else. By the way, there's a prize. If you open it, a tenner might fall down. So, yeah. So here we go. Who can we pick on here? Who can we pick on? Afi. Look at that good looking man. Stand up. Right, okay. How about we go to the back here? Hey guys, who can I ask to do this? Who can I ask to do this? I'm going to ask Sam because he's in my small group. And I know he won't say no. Yeah, open that and then we'll get someone on this side. We'll get someone on this side. Here we go. John. Thanks. If you could open it, stand up, that'd be great. Okay. So this is what we do in live A. Okay, singing in the rain. 2, 3, 4. Okay, maybe not. Right. So this is what we do, right? We all have umbrellas, okay? So when we come to faith, we stand under his image, under his shade, okay? But then what can happen over time is that we can lose that. So what we do is we come to church and watch other people who are stood in his image. And we go, hey, God must be real. And what we do is for the day, we share the shade. Oh, this is great. You smell good. This is great. Oh, praise the name. This is great. Right. See you next week. And then your life is just mundane. It's just, for some reason, Sundays are not shallow to you, but the rest of your life is. Why is that? It's because we are sharing other people's shade. What we need to do is we need to get our own umbrella. Thanks, Mike. You can sit down. You glad to stay stood up for me? What we need to do is we need to decide that instead of sharing someone else's, we would instead grasp hold of God for ourselves, whatever that means to you today, and decide to move in his image. See it? Do you get it? Yeah. Simple, right? So we need to stop stealing someone else's shade. Get your own shade. Thanks, lads. You can take your seats. Can we have a round of applause for all the lads that were my beautiful volunteers, and to Matt as well. Thank you, appreciate it. I got some pictures for you that I found online. Here's a picture of someone stealing some shade. That guy, poor ass, a bad sunburn, that in it. Imagine walking into the office the day after that. Okay, next one. What? Oh man, what a numpty, sat by the pool eating his Kellogg's and he falls asleep. That's great. And then what's the last one? Can I just say though, that's probably every British male in the UK right now has that going on, if you know what I mean. Okay, thank you. That's enough laughing. You cannot steal someone else's shade. The problem is what we do is this. There are two different types of cover. There are shadows and the shade. There's two different types. You see, the shade of God is all covering. He's all knowing. He is all loving. And for some reason, when you come into his presence, for some reason, when you meet with him and you talk with him, and when he talks to you, there is a fulfillment that you feel nowhere else. That is the shade. But then there are shadows, sunglasses that don't quite cover your face, a spoon and a bowl that don't quite cover your legs. There are t-shirts that don't quite cover the whole body. Shadows. This is what we do. When we feel unfulfilled, we do things that try to fulfill us. In the UK, traditionally, that's go buy something new, you know. Go get a car. But it's really hard to take cover under a car. The shadow doesn't quite cover you. What we do is we seek affection and affirmation from another person. But the shadow, it's not big enough to cover us. The shadow it casts isn't great enough for us to be fulfilled. I'll tell you something else as well, if I want to be really honest to the men. What the men do is, if they have partners, they look at their women advancing with God, carrying their own umbrella, and they think, God must be real, that's amazing. But they stop and think, I'm so glad that she's running with that, that they're doing that, I'm so glad. But yet they don't grasp it themselves. So they walk in under her umbrella on a Sunday, they walk in to different occasions, to social events under her umbrella. But imagine what we said last week, imagine if us as men lived by a cause, what effect we would have. Imagine being in a place where there are so many umbrellas lifted, there's no room. Imagine that there are so many umbrellas that we have to overlap, and suddenly we don't become individual followers, but we become a family of followers, where your shade is unintentionally helping me, where your relationship is bettering me. Men, sons, lads, grasp hold of God. You are made in his image, so move in it. Shadows and shade. So the thing I want to ask you is this. It's a simple one today. The thing I want to ask you is this. What do you stand under today? What do you stand under today? For everyone that stands under the image of God, for everyone that believes in him, that doesn't have it all together, okay? It's about faith. At this point in time, it's about faith. If you have the faith to believe that God is real and you decide that I will live by that standard, I will live by under his banner, you're under his shade. And if you do that, your life will change. Because my life changed. Everything changed. Some things took years and other things were just instant. Shadows and shade. Warren Buffett said this. I found this quote because I was typing in all-you-can-eat buffet, but he came up with this quote. So he said this. Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree years ago. You know you know when you give, you are planting a tree so that someone else can sit under it. You are creating a space for someone else that doesn't particularly benefit you at this point in time, but you know that the generations to come after us will be greatly blessed and greatly influenced by it. See, Jesus is that planter. You see, when Jesus came, there was no shade. There was nothing. We had to earn our right to get under that umbrella again. We had to do things right and say things a certain way in a religious sense to get right with God. But then every time we would make a step this way, we would take two steps this way. Because I don't know if you're like me, but I do broken things a lot. I sin a lot. That's just I'm just really, really good at it. I put it on my CV all the time, but I can't get a job. I'm really good at it. Doing things badly comes more naturally to me than doing things really, really well and righteously. But what Jesus did, Jesus gave us his umbrella. But not in the sense of, hey, let's share. He hands it over. What was once impossible to do because we couldn't earn the right, he gave it freely by grace and said, that's yours now. Hey, guess what? You're forgiven. Well, not just that, but you know all the brokenness you've had in your life? You know all the stuff that's gone wrong? You know the things, the memories that you still have high school from that teacher who said that thing that still messes you up today? He gives you that umbrella to free you from those things. To say, that ain't going to affect you anymore. The brokenness that you feel, the life that you experience mentally and internally, there's a new way. And I'm going to give you the shade that you need to find freedom. I think a lot of people are just sick of getting drenched and sick of getting sunburned. And I think it's time, if that's you, to come back to a place where you're saying, I'm going to grasp hold of God and I'm going to believe in him and he will be that shade. Jesus did it. In fact, in Psalm, it's another Psalm, it talks about he hides me in the shadow of his wing. Okay? So what David is saying is when Jesus stretched out his arms, I stand under that shade. I stand under that promise where we are stood on one side and God and the image of God is stood here and he's able to reach out and give us the shade we need. We are standing under the shade of a tree that Jesus planted. This is the image of God, a shade that provides and protects. And if you're a man in here, that is your job. Your job is to provide and protect. Never stop. Never stop. Don't stop providing an environment of growth for your family. Don't stop providing financially and emotionally in your family. Don't stop enjoying your life so that you can be a role model to the people that you call family, that they one day, when they are your age, that they can enjoy life too. Don't let the things that afflict you become wounds, but let them be scars. Let them be things you show off. You say, hey, I handled this. This is what I've come through. Hey, you can do it too. Protect. Protect. With everything that is in you, protect all the things you hope for your family and for your friends. Provide and protect. This is the image of God. In the same way God shades us, lads, and I'm speaking to you again, lads, we've got to shade others. We have to shade others. You are not stood in the shadow of your father. Let me say that again. You are not stood in the shade of your father or your grandfather or your great-great-grandfather, which was the Earl of Skemmersdale. You are not in his shadow, and he didn't even want you to stand there in the first place. You're not in the shadow of your peers, in the shadow of the people that online look fantastic, but they're just as messed up as you. I know that for a fact. You are not stood in anyone's shadow because you have been released from that. You're stood in the shade and you can be your own man. Mate, you can be your own man. But it has to be your shade. Can't be anyone else's. And you can't expect God to move in your life like he does in someone else's when you are not willing to believe and stand under the umbrella he's given you. I found this quote. I was going to tell you I made it up, but that's a lie, so I can't do that anymore. This is what it says. It's talking about Jesus, who is the Son of God. The Son of God became a son of men, so that the men of God can become sons of God. I'm going to explain that. Jesus is the Son of God. And he came to earth where we are. And he became a physical man. He became a son of a man. So that everybody here, us in this camp, son of men, can become sons of God. Did you get it? The Son of God, Jesus, came down to this earth so that all us here sat in this room today, listening online and in the gallery, the parent baby, I'm speaking to you. Yes, I can see you. Third row back. Eat your greens. All of us here can find our way back to the shade to become sons and daughters. Because the reality is this. We're all children of God, but few become sons and daughters. All are called, and few are chosen. And we have a choice today. Now, you may have walked in here like a total atheist, right? And that's cool. And I would love to talk to you afterwards, so come get me, come talk to me afterwards, because I'd love to talk to you. Even if you're on the fence of faith, or maybe you're from another religion and you're coming in thinking, what's all this about? This invite is to you as well. That you are a son and a daughter of man, but yet there is an opportunity to become a son and daughter of God simply by believing that it's true. Simple. And you may have walked in here with so many big issues that you have tried to work on but haven't quite sorted themselves. Some have, some haven't. I would say this, that there is a key in this, that we need to stand under the shade and we need to get hold of it ourselves. And in doing so, you will find the complete fulfillment and cover the protection and the provision that God gives. I would love to pray, and then we're gonna get out of here. So could we all stand to our feet? And we're just going to give reverence to this moment now where some people are going to meet Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that you love us and that you died for us and that you set us free. And that all who call on the name of the Lord, all who call on you, no one is disgraced. So we all come to you understanding that we are broken and that you are whole. And the process of growth and change happens when our brokenness collides with your wholeness. If you're in here in this room and you're saying to me today, Ben, this is the first time I have ever prayed a prayer like this. In fact, I've heard about Jesus, and I've heard about the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy, but I've never heard about Jesus in this way before. If you're in here and you're saying, I want you to include me in a prayer, and I just want you to lift your hand in a minute. Not yet, just in a minute. If you're in here and you're saying, I have walked away, I feel like I don't know God anymore, but I know he knows me. And maybe you're coming back to a place of rededication. Maybe you're saying, you know what, I want to rededicate my life to Jesus and rededicate my faith to him. If you've done something wrong last night, okay, that's cool. But I'm talking to the people that for years and weeks and months or days that have decided to walk away from God, and now you're recognizing I need to turn away and come back under his shade. If that's you, I'm going to ask you to lift your hand in just a minute. Before we do that, I want everyone to pray together. And everyone's going to repeat after me some words. And if you're saying that for the first time or the second time, and you really mean it, I want you to believe it in your heart. And this will be the moment where you grab hold of an umbrella and it becomes your shade again. So I want everyone to repeat after me, okay? I want it to be nice and loud because we want to give confidence to the people that are doing this for the first time, okay? So all across the room, dear Jesus, I love you. You love me. I'm sorry. Help me. Amen. See, when we come to Jesus with a simple faith, he responds with a simple act. that when he died and he rose again, in that action, he brings new life into old bodies. Your spirit has been cleaned, as white as snow, Isaiah says. No blemish, not a fresh chapter, new book. If that's you in here and you said that, I want to just pray for you before we go. And so some people got their eyes closed and that's cool, but I just want you to lift your hand and I want to include you in this prayer, okay? So if that's you and you said, when I prayed that to Jesus, I really meant it. You're coming back to him or you're doing it for the first time. Show me who you are and I just want to pray for you before you go. Just give me a wave. Where are you? And there'll be a couple of people. Oh, that's great. 2, 3. Great. 4. Anybody else? 5. That's great. 6. Anybody else? 7 right at the back. That's amazing. Anybody else? Anybody? I know there's a couple more people in here. Don't let pride, don't let embarrassment get to you. It's not an embarrassing moment. Great. See you back there. Thank you. Hey, is there anybody else? Come on, don't miss this chance now. Don't miss this chance. It's already happened and you're just saying, I confirm it. I believe it. Anybody else? Last chance. Okay, come on, everybody, let's pray for these people. God, thank you that the people that lifted their hands had a smile on their face because they realized, God, that it's not just about a new act, but it's a new life. It's not just about a new way. This is a new day. Father, this is a day that you have made where they are deciding and they are believing that they have made, they've been made in your image, so they are deciding to move in your image. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every stronghold in their mind, God. Anxiety, fear, depression, depression, guilt, lust, poverty, all the things that exist in our life, we pray in the name of Jesus that it's gone. You just get out. You don't live there anymore. This is a new kingdom. This is a new day. Get gone. And we declare over their life that the old has gone and the new has come. We pray for an emotional transaction, a spiritual transaction, almost a physical one, God, that if they have anything broken in their mind and their body, you would restore them in the name of Jesus. Because we don't just believe in a knee-high God, a waist-high God, we believe in the most high God. You are the most high God. And we pray over every situation and person that have said yes to you, Jesus. Yes to you. Yes to a new life. Yes to the shade that you give to us. Bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, let's give a round of applause to every person that said yes to God today. This is a new day, a new start. Bless you guys. We love you so much.